The radical left has a new strategy regarding critical race theory. Joe Biden criticized former President Trump and Republicans while on foreign soil. Plus, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis goes after big tech. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.
And God bless the United States of America.
All right, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a great week. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with critical race theory because the left right now, they're a little shell-shocked. They are in a meltdown because they don't know what to think. Parents and people are starting to fire back at them to fight back on critical race theory. Parents have had enough. They are sick and tired of their kids coming home with these lessons that they're being taught to hate America, or that one race is worse than the other. That is what's being taught out there. But guess what? We are starting to win the battle. Parents are speaking out at school board meetings. State legislatures are passing laws banning the teaching of critical race theory. So the left is in a freak out. They don't know what to do. So their latest strategy is to say that Republicans don't even know what critical race theory is. So how can they be opposed to it? And here's the story. Far-left activists and establishment media outlets have begun moving the goalposts on critical race theory, claiming that conservatives don't know what it is and that anyone who opposes it is against teaching children about slavery. Slate published an article in which they cited the director of anti-racist research at Boston University, Ibram X. Kendi, saying, "Republicans specifically choose to attack critical race theory because they felt that they could define it more easily than other terms." Slate tweeted, "Conservatives want to cancel critical race theory, but they don't know what it is." It's just so typical and pathetic that rather than debate, the left wants to distract and blatantly mislead. We know what indoctrination looks like. We know what left-wing teaching looks like, anti-white, anti-American teaching. It's not rocket science. And the left, because we are pushing back, they are freaking out. They are trying to mislead and, as I mentioned, blatantly lie. They are saying that the reasons conservatives are against critical race theory is so that they can push out the teaching of slavery or Jim Crow laws. No one is talking about that. That is part of our history. We should study it. But the left wants to distract. They're using that as an issue. And of course, this whole idea that we don't even know what we're talking about. And here's more. Political commentator Tariq Nasheed claimed on Twitter that nobody can define critical race theory. Nicole Hannah Jones, the New York Times journalist who was the lead author of the 1619 Project, claimed that reporting on critical race theory should expressly explain that there is a well-planned Republican misinformation strategy around CRT. Like, basic reporting would demand that we make Republicans define critical race theory, and then we fact-check that against what CRT actually is and whether CRT is actually being taught where and how Republicans claim, she said. Make Republicans define critical race theory. They won't debate it. They won't defend it. Their strategy is to make Republicans define it. It makes absolutely no sense because we know it when we see it. We see the lessons. We see what our kids are talking about. We see examples on videos over and over again. We hear the speeches and see the speeches at these school board meetings. We know it, but this is the left. And I've seen it firsthand. I agreed to debate Dr. Rashad Ritchie, who is a host over at the Young Turks. And why? Because I'll debate anybody, anytime, anywhere. And I was under the impression that he would debate as well, talking about critical race theory. I was wrong. Here is a sample of how it went.
Are you against critical race theory being taught in K-12 education?
Yeah, absolutely against it.
Okay, Bobby. Bobby, it ain't even taught in K-12 education. Did you know that?
Critical race theory. It absolutely is, Rashad. It absolutely is. When you see parents stepping forward, when you see parents stepping forward and forming Facebook groups and going to legislatures and going to city councils and going to school boards saying, look at this assignment. Look at what my son or daughter is being taught.
All right,
it is being fed into K-12.
So you see, the host is doing exactly what the Daily Caller's news story is talking about. He's not debating critical race theory. He's going off on this tangent that it's not even being taught in schools. And we know that it is. And here's more.
It is not even taught at the undergraduate level of college. It is taught at graduate level studies, master's and doctoral programs. Critical race theory is not taught in K-12 education. School teachers are not trained to teach critical race theory. And no child has ever come home with a homework assignment that said critical race theory.
This is unreal, folks. It's like all these radical leftists receive the same talking points. It's like, don't debate, don't defend. Just try and make the Republicans define it. Tell the Republicans that it's not even being taught. And yet we know it is. We see the reports. We see these speeches at school board meetings. We see the curriculum, the lessons that the kids are being put through, this indoctrination. We see it. It's obvious. And yet these leftists are saying, nope, doesn't even exist. It's not being taught. You don't know what it is. And here's more.
Critical race theory never has been taught in K-12 education. You're smarter than that, Bobby.
No, I am smarter than to fall for what you're saying, Rashad, because what you listed are historical facts, words that are in documents, but the core teaching of critical race theory is to look at society as groups of oppressors and the oppressed. And one of the ways they do that is looking at race, and those teachings have filtered down through every single level of education. When kids are coming home saying that I was told that it is bad to be white, that this person is better because they-
That's not critical race theory. That's a ridiculous lesson.
That is what is being taught.
And here's what's just sad. In that whole interview, there was not one moment of actual debate. Talking about what was being taught, what is being taught in schools, and whether you're for it or against it. Only this distraction, only this diversion about that it's not even being taught at all. Well, guess what? There are plenty of parents around the country so angry, they will disagree. They know it's being taught, they're living it, and this guy's out in space. All right, next, let's talk about what's going on with Joe Biden. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Okay, let's talk about Joe Biden because he seems to be picking up right where Barack Obama left off. There's been this custom that when presidents go overseas and give speeches, that they talk about international matters. They don't talk about internal US politics, what's going on at home. Well, Barack Obama had no problem bashing the United States in front of a foreign press or foreign leaders. Joe Biden has picked right up on that, and here's the story. President Joe Biden criticized supporters of former President Donald Trump as a significant minority of Americans during a press conference in Europe. Biden spoke about Trump and his supporters during a press conference after a day of NATO summit meetings with world leaders. He said, "I think it's appropriate to say that the Republican Party is vastly diminished in numbers, the leadership of the Republican Party is fractured, and the Trump wing of the party is the bulk of the party, but it makes up a significant minority of the American people." First of all, the Republican Party is not vastly diminished. That's just nonsensical. And this part about Trump's supporters, look at this. In the last election, former President Trump received more votes than any sitting president ever. I would not call that a significant minority. Not even close. He doesn't make sense with the things he says. And then for him to say it's appropriate to talk about that, no, not in the history of presidents going overseas. You show some respect, some protocol. You don't bash your political opponents while on foreign soil. And here's more. Biden was asked by a reporter how America's allies could trust his assertion that America was back after Trump's presidency. "What I'm saying to them is, watch me," Biden replied, adding he was trusting that world leaders believed that I mean what I say and they believe that I keep my commitments when I say it. Biden said he believed the United States was at a moment of turning away from the phony populism that Trump inflamed with his presidency. "I think this is passing. I don't mean easily passing," he said. "That's why it's so important that I succeed in my agenda." Democrats like Joe Biden love to use that phrase that America is back, but it has no meaning at all. America never went anywhere. If anything, the past 4 years under former President Trump, America stood its ground. It exerted itself on the world stage. It said, hey, we are going to push for Middle East peace. We're going to do it this way. And it got done. We are going to crush ISIS. And it got done. We're going to take a hard line against places like China and Iran. That got done. Now, Joe Biden, the European countries, the whole world knows that he's a squish and they can manipulate him. That is what's going on with Joe Biden. All right. So next, let's talk about what's going on with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, because he's like the anti-Joe Biden. And now he is talking about going after Facebook, going after big tech, calling Facebook an arm of the state because of some of its suppression. Now, he was talking to Maria Bartiromo, and here's part of her lead-in.
Last week on this program, we went through the Fauci Facebook files where it's clear, based on emails between Mark Zuckerberg and Dr. Anthony Fauci, they were coordinating in terms of what should be reported on Facebook and what shouldn't be. Facebook took down many posts about the origins of COVID-19, only to have egg on its face when they had to change the policy again.
Coordination between Facebook and Fauci. That's what was going on. And DeSantis is having no part of it. So he calls out Facebook, not just on the COVID origins, but more.
What they censored was actually true. They called it a conspiracy theory if you said this may have leaked from the lab. They were also censoring around the same time last year any criticisms of lockdowns. And we know now lockdowns didn't work. States like Florida that were open were better off for it.
The fact is, big tech was caught, plain and simple. Big tech, the media, the Democrats, they were caught suppressing valid, real information on COVID origins, on lockdowns, so much more. And people are noticing. People are speaking out. Ron DeSantis, he is speaking out and he is fighting back. Here's some of his ideas.
Our bill is the first of its kind. It really tracks what Justice Clarence Thomas laid out in his one of his concurrences a few months ago, where these companies really are more akin to common carriers. And so they should be treated as such. You know, and our view is yes, you can have certain, obviously, guidelines or however you do it, but you got to apply it evenly. And if you don't, you're advertising as an open platform. You're saying you're not publishers, but then you're acting as publishers by stifling speech you don't like. That's a fraud on the consumer, and people deserve to be able to vindicate their rights in court.
Good for DeSantis and good for Florida. Look, if these big tech companies like Facebook are going to defraud the American people, they should pay the price. All right, next, let's talk about Kamala Harris, because she, in her role as border czar, has still not held a press conference, and she has still not visited the border. Oh, unless you're talking about that interview she did last week where she said she did visit the border, and then was corrected and said, no, she didn't visit the border, but she hadn't been to Europe either.
I'm here in Guatemala today. At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Well, now, instead of visiting the border, Kamala Harris is embarking on a nationwide vaccination tour. That's right. COVID cases are going down. The border surge keeps going up. She's focusing on a vaccination tour. And here's the story. Vice President Kamala Harris was met by protesters offering her directions to the southern border as she embarked on the first day of her nationwide COVID-19 vaccination tour in South Carolina. In Greenville, Ms. Harris's motorcade drove past demonstrators holding signs that said, "Border is that way," and "Trump won." En route to her second stop, the vice president passed protesters shouting, "Go to Texas," and holding signs that said, "Trump is still our prez." Do you think she got the message? One crisis is going down, the other is spiraling out of control. Which one does she focus on? It's clear that she is unwilling or unable or both to address what's going on at the border. They're not doing anything about it. And here's more. Ms. Harris, who is leading the administration's efforts to stop the surge of illegal migrants, said after a trip to Central America last week that she will visit the border eventually. The vice president urged South Carolinians to get their vaccinations, saying it will protect their whole community. This act, in a way, is a projection of love thy neighbor, she said. She'll visit the border eventually. Wow. How is that for leadership? How is that for priorities? But then again, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they want open borders. They want this illegal flood to continue and to continue because they see it as possible votes for the Democrats. Although, as we saw in this election down in South Texas, the Democrat demographic for Hispanics is changing right under their noses. But they don't know. They don't care. They just want open borders because they see more votes for the Democrats. This is poor, poor leadership from Kamala Harris, the so-called border czar. But she's going to go on her vaccination tour, and hopefully she'll get more direction signs to where the Texas border actually is. All right, folks, that's our show for today. But don't forget, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. All right, thanks so much again for tuning in. Our next show will be Friday. Until then, I'm Bobby Eberle. This is a 13-Minute News Hour.